Welcome back to the Jacob McLaughlin podcast and radio show, coming to you guys on this Wednesday evening here. It is about 8 o'clock here in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's actually been kind of a weird day. It's been raining all day, which we don't get very often, but they decided to change the weather on us a little bit. So it's been raining on and off. As you guys can see, I'm wearing my sweater because I'm a wimp now. If I go back to the Midwest, I'll get beat up if I say I'm wearing a sweater when it's 55 and rainy. So I just stay here. But coming today with you guys to a podcast of 25 years, 25 life lessons. As you guys may know, it was my birthday last week, and I wasn't able to get this out beforehand, which fail on my part, but I'm getting to it now, so better late than never. But basically, this is inspired by my mentor, Jeremy Scott. You know, he does one every single year. It's every year on his birthday, he just adds another life lesson that he's learned along the way, and he likes to just add to the list every year, and I thought that was really cool idea, and I would like to start it for myself. So here I was, and I was like, well, I'm going to write it down, make a blog, I'm going to make a YouTube post about it, make a podcast, and we're going to roll with it. And really what it's just coming down to, you guys, is 25 life lessons that I've learned that I feel may help somebody else. And I'm just going to state this. I know I'm 25 years old. To a lot of the people listening or reading this, they're going to be like, you're 25. You don't know anything. You haven't had life happens. Or life happened to you yet. And I agree with you, but I disagree with you. I like to think I have something that you can offer, and I like to think I'm kind of smart, but I could be an idiot. I have no idea. So you guys can be the judge, to be honest with that. But these are just things I've gone throughout my life. I judge on happiness. You know, that's pretty much my day, my life. You know, I've been up since 4 o'clock. I've been here at the gym since 5 a.m. And it is currently, like I said, 8 o'clock, and I am now recording this podcast. But with that said, I love it. You know, I wouldn't want to do anything else. I was just talking to a client out there in the gym when I was like, I could be back home in Iowa picking up sticks in negative 12 degrees. Like, my life's amazing. I'm loving it. And just every aspect. So I just wanted to start with that. And I just want you guys to take maybe one thing away. I'm hoping that's what I can offer to you guys, is just one idea maybe, or one different point of view. So I'm going to give it to you guys from my point of view, my life, obstacles and tough times and things. Maybe this helps you guys through those. But it's just 25 years, 25 life lessons. So let's hop on into it. And for you guys, those that are watching, you're going to see me looking at my show notes. So that's all it is. It's not that I'm looking at anything weird. I'm just looking at my show notes. So number one, life doesn't owe you anything. Life isn't fair. And the sooner you realize it, the better it is. You know, I learned this at an early age, especially it was my high school, college years. I just had stuff happen in my life that don't talk about. It was with my family. Pretty much just learned life's not fair. And I learned that at a young age. I was fortunate to learn it at a younger age because it's helped me to get to where I'm at. I'm not owed it at anything. You know, a lot of people have expectancy of, I deserve this. You don't deserve crap. You know, this life doesn't give a crap about you. Just being real, you have to make it worth your while. You have to go earn it. You don't have anything entitled to you. Every single day you need to wake up, you got to go earn it. And so that's helped me get through a lot of situations, is just understanding, you know, it's not going to be an easy road. And I'm not owed anything. I got to go earn every single thing that I do. So that's life lesson number one. Moving on to number two, don't rush life. And I state this because it's something I need to focus on, and it's a life lesson that I've learned, and I want to share with you guys. And so what I have written here is, we focus on the future and what we don't have in life and miss the precious moments of every single day. We aren't here for a long time, so cherish every moment. And really just looking at it, you know, even this last year, I've blinked and it's gone by. I'm in a new place, and it's always that I'm wishing for the future. You know, I'm working so hard because I want to hit this goal and this goal and this goal. And what I found myself doing is I'm missing every single day. I'm missing the little joys of every single day. That's what's life about. You know, we're only here for 30,000 days. Don't go wishing for the future, because this is what happens. You wish for the future, you're missing the present. You're not in the present and enjoying the moment that you're here for, because tomorrow could be all gone. You never know. So just make sure you guys enjoy the moment. Don't be rushing off. The future is going to come. You know, you can just prepare for it, but don't take all your time stressing about it, doing all these things, and forget where you're at, which is the current moment and make sure to cherish every single second you have here on this earth, which is way easier said than done. But again, it's why I put it. Number three, train every day like the world is watching. It can be easy to go through the motions, but training this way will take your workouts and results to another level. And it's honestly how I train every single day. You know, when I'm in here, I act like five people are watching me, the whole world. Everybody's watching me because I don't want to half-ass anything. You know, I'm a curse. Okay, excuse my language, friends. I normally try to keep it kind of clean, but just being real, you know, I train my ass off every single day. Every single day, my brain tells me to quit. Every single rep, my body's like, this sucks. And I have to just be like, suck it up, buttercup, let's get through it. And then just going as hard as I can. You know, I'm going to gauge it on how I feel, but almost every single day I'm going harder because this is what I want to do for my life. This is what I want to do for a career. So I can't look like everybody else. I can't move and feel and do everything else like everybody else. I got to be different. And same for you guys. You know, if you just don't look at your phone and you go hard as you can for 35 minutes, 45 minutes, you're going to be a totally different person in 3, 6, 9 months, whatever it is. And then you also are just going to feel better because you're going to get more accomplished in that time. And then it's easy to go through the motions. It's like, hey, I'm at the gym. I showed up. I did what I needed to do. But if you guys aren't putting in that work and going as hard as you can, you're missing out on a whole option or a whole bowl. I don't even know what I'm saying. You're missing on a whole bowl of results that you could be getting. That made no sense, but we're going to roll with it. All right. Number four, don't be a victim. Instead of focusing on the problem, spend the time working on a solution. This is probably one of the biggest pet peeves that I have because it's 99% of the world. And it's like I just said, life's hard. You know, life doesn't owe you a dang thing. And too many people think it does. And they are going to play victim. I didn't get this job because, oh, I can't do this because I didn't have the right genetics. My parents were, I didn't get the right opportunity. It's bullcrap, right? Don't be the victim in the situation. If your car breaks down, don't be complaining, my car broke down. Oh, I have no car to drive. Yeah, that's great. Nobody gives a crap. And now you're without a car. You got to figure it out in life, right? Instead of spending all your time feeling sorry for yourself and feeling bad on what just happened, how about you take that same energy, that same focus, and put it in to getting the solution, figuring out, hey, how you're going to get to your work, how you're going to get your car paid for, how you're going to get it to the shop, all those things, because that's when the action gets done. That's when things actually take place and you're going to go to another level. And I just say this because it's what I see every single day with a lot of people. It's, I can't eat right because, oh, this happened to me. We all have shit that goes on in our life. We all had tough times that go on. Everybody's is different, and I understand that, but you can't play the victim forever because all it's going to leave you is where you're at. You got to cut the bullcrap. You got to get out of it and go into a new situation and make yourself better. So number four, don't be a victim. And I learned that because I used to take the victim card, and it got me nowhere. So that was just a lesson that I had to learn for myself. Number five, treat others like you want to be treated every single day. We don't know what everyone else is going through. So like I just said, we don't know what everyone else is going through. I meet a lot of people that they seem to like life's great, and then you find out the real story and you're like, gosh, I didn't even have an idea. They held it together so well. I didn't know they were going through half that stuff. And so it's just, you know, it's good karma. I believe in karma. If you're going to be a crappy person, crappy things are going to happen to you. So, you know, just treat everybody like you want to be treated. Be awesome to everyone. Show love. Show that smile. Be happy. Just do what you would want people to do to you, because you never know how it could turn someone's day around. And you don't know how it could make them feel. And also for you, it's no fun to be negative. It's no fun to be mean to other people. It's not going to help your life. So just make sure you guys are going out and making everybody's life as positive as possible for yourself and others. Now, going in to number six, eat and train like you love yourself. To enjoy life to the fullest, you want to have nothing holding you back. Now, I say eat and train like you love yourself because I hope you do. Many times I have my clients, especially since I'm in fitness, what are we eating? We're eating pizza. We're eating ice cream. We're eating burgers, which all taste amazing. I'm not saying they don't, but they usually make you feel pretty shitty. They make you feel pretty crappy. They make you feel not good. You're lethargic. You feel bloated. You feel crappy, right? And You want to train and eat like you love yourself, because if you eat right, you're going to feel better. You move right, you're going to feel better. You're going to do this. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter what status you are. If you can't move, if you can't function, if you can't walk and get out of bed and do normal human beings, your life is miserable, because we see it. We see the people who have all the money, but then they're physically not where they want. And they said they would give all their money just to be physically fit, you know? So it's just loving yourself, taking yourself to that next level, and just knowing that you guys, what you do to your body, putting stuff into it and how you move it is going to make a difference in your life. And it's not just the immediate. It will make a difference in the immediate, but it's the long term. You know, this isn't the 10-year, the five-year. It's 20, 30, 40, 50, so many years past this, you know, playing with your grandkids, playing with your own kids. Things like that is what we look at and want you guys to have in your life. Number 7, set goals and deadlines. A dream with action can become reality, but if there's no action, then it's just a dream. And I put that there because it's something that stayed true to my life. You know, this last year and a half has changed drastically for myself, and it's due to setting goals and deadlines for myself. I used to say, hey, I think I want to do this. And then it was like, no, I now don't give myself the option. It's just like if you guys are in school or if you're in a job, if your boss says, hey, you needed to get it done by this date, you better get it done. If your teacher says it needs to be done by this date, you got to get it done. So it's the same exact thing in your own life. If you want to reach a goal of losing so much weight, if you want to reach a goal of maybe you make or pay off this much debt or whatever it is, something in relationships, whatever it is, if you guys aren't setting those goals, then it's just a dream. It's just a thought in the back of your mind that you guys aren't taking action into, that's never going to become something. And it's what I have to be honest with. I just had this talk with a client this week. You know, they say, oh, I'm just not ready yet, or I'm just, one day I'll be there. But I'm just like, if you're not taking the action, it's never going to happen. It's just a dream that, you know, oh, maybe one day, but it's a lie you tell yourself so you feel better. You know, there's no time like the present, as I always say. But to get to a new point in your life, to get to places you've never been, you need to have goals and set things that you've never done before and actually work towards it. So that is number 7 right there. Number 8, in life, you're either entering a storm, going through a storm, or getting over a storm. Life is a roller coaster and it's going to throw everything at you. Enjoy the highs and power through the tough times or the lows. And this, I say this because, like I said, everybody goes through tough times in their life. We all have it. Everybody has a high season where they're great. Everybody has a low season. And just in my own life, from my high school years to my college years, it's been with my family and just emotionally and mentally and everything that's gone on in my own family. That's what I learned is, you know, there's one day you think it's fine. And then the next day you're like, you didn't even know when you're at the bottom and you're like, how the heck do I get out of this? And then 6 months later, you're on cloud 9, you know, so that's life. It's going to throw you curveballs. It's going to throw you fastballs. It's going to throw you what you're expecting. And then it's going to hit you in the side of the face and punch you. And you didn't know that was coming. Now you're down and you have to get back up and figure out what the heck to do now. And that's just life. So that's something my dad told me that. And that's never left my mind ever since he told me that, you know. So just remember, you guys, in life, you're either entering a storm, going through a storm, or getting out of a storm. And even with the entering, it's like preparing, you know, you're preparing for a storm, you know, it's going to be tough. So you guys just have to expect it. You just have to, you know, do the best you guys can and just power through it. And know life's going to, it's like basketball. It's a game of runs, you know. If it's opposite team or life scores, goes on 11-0 run, well, you got to fight back and you got to go on your own run. And that's how it's going to work. So I wanted to throw a little sports analogy since I play basketball. You know, I thought it was a good one, but you guys be the judge on that. Then we're going to go into number 9. You are the average of the 5 people you spend your time with. If you're looking to be fit, hang out with fit people. If you want to be rich, hang out with rich people, and so on. The people you spend the majority of your time with have a major impact on your life. And I found this to be true in my own life. But if you don't believe me, read about 100,000 books. There's all the books that go on. They've done studies. They've done thousands of research studies that have shown that you are going to be, you are more like the people you spend your time around. And it's just the honest truth, right? Like, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I see Jeremy work 100 hours a week. I see Jeremy living my dream that I would one day hope to live to his scale. And it's because I watch him every single day, which motivates me. Hey, on a Saturday night when I'm like just sitting at home and I'm hanging out, I'm like, well, maybe I'll go do some work. Maybe I'll go film a bunch of videos. It just pushes me. And then it goes in the different aspect. You know, I just bring it back to the high school kids, right? Like, If you're a jock, you're probably hanging out with other jocks. If you're in academia, you're probably with more kids in academia doing their groups. If you're a druggie, you're probably hanging out with other druggies, right? It's not like the apple doesn't fall far from the tree when it's hanging out with that group of people. So just food for thought there. Then going into number 10, the best time for change with food and training is now. Like I said, if you have a dream and you don't put any action into it, it's just a dream. You know, we need the reality of you doing it now. And I hear this all the time. I'll start tomorrow. I'll start next week, next month, next year, January 1st. It's just lies to yourself, you guys. It's just lying to yourself so you can feel better about not doing the thing. There's no time like the present. And I always just say this, what if you started today and in 6 months you had different results instead of waiting 6 more months and you got out 6 more months out of shape and now you're not even where you want to be and you could have changed your whole body, your whole life in 6 months. And that goes more than just fitness. So again, there's no time like the present for your training, for your eating, and it even goes past that. But just I focus on the training and eating because it's the world I'm in. But you guys can take that for so much more than just training and eating. You guys can take it for anything, but just know there's no time like the present. Number 11, never stop learning. Always be progressing and bettering yourself. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of Audible books. And that was one of the things that's always stuck out to me. Tony Robbins talks about, if you guys don't know Tony Robbins, Google him. You'll figure out who he is. He makes a lot of money. He's one of the top motivational speakers. He's done amazing things. But he works with millionaires and billionaires. And what he's found through working with all these people, there's one thing that stays the same. And it's progression. It's why you see these guys making $500 million want to make $600-700. It's not the actual money. They don't care about the money. You know, when you're at that level, you already have all the money in the world. It's they don't want to become stagnant. They don't want to be going backwards. They always want to be progressing. So it's the same for every single person. And so that's what he just made the comment about is every human being has one need and it's to progress. Because when we're not progressing, then we're not as happy. You know, we're not challenging ourselves. We're not becoming who we could become. So that's one note that's always stuck with me when I listen to one of his videos and speeches. So just take that for food for thought. But again, never stop learning, no matter what it is. Maybe it's you take up a guitar lesson. You wanted to play guitar. Go do that. Maybe it's you wanted to go rock climbing, skydiving. Maybe you wanted to do something that really scares you. Or maybe it's like, hey, like for me, I don't know anything about business. So I was like, I'm going to learn about business. I don't know anything about entrepreneurship. So I'm going to learn about that. So I listened to podcasts, Audible books. I paid for subscriptions. I did YouTube and just do my YouTube university education on there because there's so much free content. So just remember, you guys, you never stop learning. And that's one of my biggest motives is my grandma, 83, and all she tells me is never stop learning. She's always learning new things herself, and it's really cool to see. So I just want to encourage you guys to never stop learning and to keep progressing into the person that you want to become. Then we're going to go into number 12, and I'm just going to stop right here before I even read it. I think it's the most important one on the list for myself, but you guys can be the judge of that one, and it's work. Work. There's no shortcut to success. You have to put in the work no matter what the dream goal is. And that's it. You know, everybody's looking for, hey, I want to be a millionaire overnight. I want to be having six-pack abs in 21 days or in 6 days or whatever it is. There's no shortcuts, you guys. It's you have to put in the work. I'm not going to get where I want by working 5 hours a day. No, it just not going to – in the timeline I want. I could eventually, but not in the timeline I want. If I want six-pack abs and I'm 40 pounds overweight, it's not going to happen in 6 days. It's not going to happen in 6 weeks. But, you know, if I work my butt off, I'm consistent, and I put in the pain of actually going into the – or put in the time of going to the gym. If I eat consistently, I eat high protein, I eat a lower carb fat and take all that out of it, just eating a calorie deficit, but I'm keeping my macros good, I could get to that point. It's just going to maybe take a little longer. But no matter what it is, whenever you see somebody successful, no matter if it's fitness, if it's relationships, if it's health, if it's financial, whatever it is, there's a lot of work that's going into it. I don't know a marriage that's perfect and there's work that's going into it. It's a team sport that they're – or not a team sport, but there's teamwork going on to make that marriage perfect, right? You have to give and take. Or in relationship, whatever it is. And same thing with money. If you're going to be a financial or successful financially, you got to put in work, man. Yeah, and again, there's those anomalies of, yes, they were born into money, but you still got to work to keep the money. So I just say that because from my peers, what I see all the time is it comes into the financial aspect because we're all young. We're out of college. We're broke. We're trying to figure it out. But it's like Susie is complaining about, I'm kind of financially stressed, but I only work at Starbucks 3 days a week for 6 hours a day. And I'm like, what are you doing the rest of your time? Just kind of hanging out, going out, drinking. And then, but I'm financially stressed. I'm like, well, no kidding, right? Like, you got to do something about it. You can't sit there and complain. That goes back to being a victim. If you guys want something, no matter if it's, you know, like I said, financials, or if it's abs, or if it's whatever it is, you guys just have to work. You have to put in the dang work. And I just remember I went to a mastermind group that was done by one of the top entrepreneurs in the world. But he came to Phoenix and I went and watched his thing. And I was telling Jeremy about it. And I'll just never forget. He texted me and excuse my language. If you're hearing kids, turn down, or if you're listening with kids, turn down the dial. But I'll just never forget. He sent me the text message and he said, do the fucking work. There's no shortcut. You got to do it. And they're going to sell you on it. People are going to sell you on, hey, you can get there much faster. The reality is those people aren't telling you the truth. They're just going to say, do this, but you actually have to still apply the work. They're going to say, oh, make sure you're posting more often. Make sure you're doing this, creating more content, blah, blah, blah. That stuff you already know, you just have to do the work. And then they make a bunch of money off you. So as you guys saw, I got a little more passionate than usual, but I just get sick and tired of people who are complaining about stuff, but they don't want to put in the work. That's the number one component. Yeah, you have to have luck. You have to have skill. You have to be good at what you're doing, but you just have to work. And you have to put in a lot of time and you got to make a lot of sacrifices if you're really going for whatever it is, whatever your goal is at that time. Number 13, my friends, we're going to go into never compare yourself to others. Comparison will only lead to depression, anxiety, or feeling less or better than yourself, which is not the goal. And the goal in life is just to be the best you. You know, going off with, if you're looking at it and you feel good about yourself, well, that's not about this life, because no human life is more important than another human life. You know, we're all equal. So if you're feeling better about yourself, we need to take it back. But if you're feeling worse about yourself, what the heck are we doing? Right? Because this is how I always see it. And I remember seeing a meme of, you know, it shows Bill Gates when he started, or it wasn't Bill Gates, whoever started Amazon, Bezos. And it's like, when he started it, it's him in a little smaller desk than this, crappier office with like a computer, and then where he's at 10 years from now. And it's like, don't compare your year one to year 10 on somebody else's, right? And it's what I tell myself everything. It's really easy for me to be here with Jeremy and he's where I want to be and compare myself to him. But what has he done that I haven't? He's got like 10 years of putting in way more work, time, hustle, grind, blood, sweat, tears, money, everything. And I haven't. So I can't compare myself to him, because if I do, this is what's going to happen. I feel worse about myself. And it's same out here. It's what we see every single day. Don't compare yourself to the Jones, because you're going to feel worse. And the majority of the time is those people with all the things you're feeling bad about yourself don't even really own it themselves normally. Or they're not happy themselves. They're comparing themselves to someone up above them. So don't let a comparison steal your joy. That's what it comes down to. You know, just focus on you. Focus on the best life. I can't sit here and compare my body to anybody else's body. You know why? Because my genetics and my body was shaped the way it is. You know, I have a little messed up ab. I know that. So I can't be like, oh, this is messed up. And then I look at someone else and then I feel worse about myself, right? I can just work with what I got and make it the best I can. And that's what we need to do every single day in every aspect of our life, is just become the best version of you. And that is always the goal. So that is number, gosh, I keep even losing my place. That is, sorry, you guys. That is number 13. Now let's move to 14. I'll put my mouse there so I don't lose it. Number 14, you can't help people who don't want to help themselves. This is just common sense, but it's also something I feel like needs to be said. There's so many times, especially for me, half the time I want it more for my clients than they want it. And it's just not going to work. They have to want it for themselves. The person, whatever it is, whatever the goal is in their life, they have to want it, because this is what it comes down to. They have to put in the work. They have to be the one doing the action. So if they don't want it, there's nothing you can do about it. I can want stuff for my family as much as I want, but that's not going to change anything. They have to be the ones that do the work. They have to make the changes. That's just what it comes down to. And it's in every aspect, again, of what we're doing. You know, so if it's yourself, or it's, or you're feeling it for others, like no matter what, the person has to be ready for whatever the change is going to be. You can't change it for them, because at the end of the day, they're going to have to do all the work for it. Going into number 15. This one is taken from my man, Jeremy Scott, my mentor. I was going through his list and I found it and I was like, this is just too good. I'm not even going to try to change it. So just so you guys have it. But number 15 on my list, which I stole from Jeremy, is see your life for what it is, not worse than it is, but instead see it for exactly what it is. If you can do that, which many people can't, I will ask you to take it one step further and see your life better than it is. It's that mindset that one step or that the vision, that belief in yourself, that internal demand you put yourself that nobody else can allow you to create a life that you choose to live. Starting to build a life, your own life, and stop living just living one. So stop just living one. Sorry, that was kind of blotchy. But basically, it just comes down to don't compare yourself. Don't try to see your life trying to put it in a, we like to do a magical bubble where it's like, it's so bad. Like, oh, it's so much worse. No. Don't make it worse than it is. Don't make it better than it is. Just know where it's at. But as Jeremy said, like, okay, just understand your mindset of, man, my life is way better than I can ever imagine. And that's why, to be real, that's why I'm so happy. I could never imagine being here 2 years ago. It's why I broke down when I was at the beach on Hawaii a couple of weeks ago. If you guys have me on social media, I broke down. I couldn't hold it because if you would have told me 2 weeks ago or 2 years ago that I would be living the dream life where I just do jumping jacks and adult PE, and I now financially am where I need to be or would like to be, and I keep continue to grow. I'm doing what I love, and I'm sitting on a beach watching the sunrise in Hawaii when 2 years earlier I was more depressed, didn't know who I was, didn't know where I was going in life, worked a job I hated, made no money, was at such a low point in my life and just felt like nothing. To 2 years later, I would have never believed you. So don't look at it worse. Don't look at it better. Just look at it as. But if you can have that grace or grateful mindset of being like, man, my life's even better than I could imagine, it would be great. Now, number 16, there's more to life than having abs. I want everyone to be healthy, but don't let fitness become your whole life. This is my problem with my life. For the last 6 years, I was like, why don't people want abs? Couldn't understand when people are like, oh, I don't want abs. I'm like, well, that's stupid. Why wouldn't you want abs? I get it now, right? Because those people who don't want abs have 4 kids. They have to pay a mortgage. They have to work a stressful job. They have so many other things than just looking good naked. Now, I want you to be healthy, right? I want you to be healthy and be able to move and do stuff with your kids and just live a healthy life. But there's more to life than looking good and being naked, because I see it. You know, go to any gym. You know, you see the guys that's all they do. They sit and they flex in the mirror and they do that. It means nothing, right? Good for you. Like, good for you for all the hard work. That means something to them. Yes, that's awesome. But there's more to life. You're not any better because you have abs than if you don't, right? And again, a lot more people have a lot of other things. For me, I can go to the gym because it's my life. I need to work out. Okay, I'm going to walk out the door. Now, I'm not saying it's not hard for me because it still is. I work long days, but I have the freedom to walk out and go get a workout in and come back in. But it's when you realize people have a lot more to their life and there's a lot more going on than just, okay, eating straight and working out every single day, right? If we can maybe get them eating great almost all the time and they work out 2 to 3 times a week, all right, that's better than eating crap and not doing it. So again, you guys, I want you guys to go for your goals. If you want abs, go for your abs. I'm not saying that. Go for whatever goal you have. Just understand, it's not your life, because this is what happens. People are like, oh, once I get abs, then I'll be happy. No, you're going to look down and you're going to have your 6-pack abs and be like, okay, now what? Oh, I thought I was going to feel a lot better. So just understand there is more to life than just your fitness life. There is more to life than just having abs. Moving on to number 17. If you guys are watching on the YouTube, I apologize. My computer and everything actually died yesterday, so I'm redoing it. So we're on a different day, same on the podcast. I just had to make a little clip and put it together. But moving on to number 17, you are more than your job. Don't let your job, car, house define you. And this is something super important for me, because that is one of the first things we ask people. What do you do? What do you do for a living? You know, we put so much meaning onto it, and not saying there isn't, but I want you guys to understand there's more to your job, because when I'm looking at, when someone says, Jacob, I hope they think Jacob is more than just Jacob McLaughlin Fitness. And I honestly mean that. I hope they think, you know, that I'm caring, that I'm loving, that I'll give the shirt off my back to them, that I would do anything for them, that I'm a sweet guy. Like, that's what I really hope, that I'm a good person. That's what really truly means something to me. Not being, you know, being able to do abs and like tell them how to do squats and push-ups. Yeah, that's cool, but I'm more than that. I'm more than just being able to do my job. And a lot of times we can let our identity get trapped in that. And for me, I'm trying to make fitness my life, right? I'm making it my career, but I'm more than that. You know, I am trying to make it where my life almost revolves around it, but I know I'm more than Jacob McLaughlin Fitness. You take the fitness away, I'm Jacob McLaughlin. And, you know, I hope people can say some good things about me. And I just bring it to your parents, you know, my mom's more than Sue the nurse. You know, she's more than just the nurse that was at Burgess Health Center. Nah, she was this amazing woman. I could say so many great things about her. And so I just want you guys to remember, you know, your job is super important. It is what you do. It is what your career is, and your job is like majority of your time. But just understand that you guys are more than that. So don't let that outside thing define who you are. Make sure you are that person that you want to be. Going into 18, everyone has something. It's easy to look at others and think they have their life all figured out, but just remember, everyone struggles with something. I get that really a lot here at the gym. It's just, you know, it's easy to watch somebody walk in here and be like, man, they got it all together. They have all the money. They have a perfect family. They have so many things going for them right now. And then you just, you shoot your expectations on what you think their life is like, but understanding that we're all struggling with something. You know, everybody has things that they struggle with, but people just display them differently. And I just use one of our clients here, you know, you would never know the terrible things that he's gone through in his life. And it's honestly crazy because he's the happiest dude. He's always smiling, so much energy. But if you actually heard his life story, you'd be like, oh my God. Like, you want to be able to even understand it. So just understand, the people who have it all together, they're going through things as well. So it might be different than what you're going through, but just understand that they are going through things as well. So there's nothing perfect. I've learned that through this life, that nothing's perfect. You know, everybody's going through something. Everybody has like that vice that they have. They have to work on it. So just understand, you know, it's always going to be, it always looks brighter on the other side. You know, the grass is always greener. So understand that. Going into 19, one of my favorites. Happiness is a choice. It doesn't matter the amount of money you make or where you live. These can always help though. I will say they do help. But you have to choose to be happy every single day. And this is something I try to live for. This is my mantra. I try to be happy every single day. My goal to life is, that's one thing I can give to other people. It's, you know, spread happiness, spread a smile, spread a hug, you know, whatever it is. But it's a choice I have to make every single day I wake up. It's not just something that's like, oh, I'm just the greatest, happiest dude ever. No, it's like, I know where I was a couple years ago and where I'm at now. And it's just like, you know, I have so many blessings in my life, and I understand that I can move, that I can get out of bed, that I can work, that I can do what I love every single day. You have to choose to have that mindset, because it's easy to have that mindset wander away. And this really was proven to me last year when I first started training, and I really had no money. I was really broke. And I had one of my clients who they make a lot of money. They are financially very well off, and they looked at me and they're like, "I wish I could just be like you." And that hit me. That hit me hard. And that's when I realized, you know, that happiness is a choice, because they're like, "Oh, you're just so happy. You're so energetic." And that's when I realized money, materialistic things aren't going to make you happy. It's who you are. It's a choice you have to have. So just understand that if you guys want to be happy, go be happy. That's as easy as it is. You know, don't look at the negatives, look at the blessings and all the positives in your life. And it's pretty easy to be happy. And to be real, if you're listening to this, watching this, whatever it is, you have probably a lot of good reasons to be happy, because what you're listening to it or watching on is probably not the cheapest thing ever. Number 20, we all get the same amount of time. Make sure to use your time to get where you want to be. And remember, we're all on a time clock. You know, we all get the same 24 hours. We all get the same 86,400 seconds every single day. And so it's just how you use them. The difference between somebody who's financially successful and somebody who's not is just how they're using their time. Somebody who is fit and somebody who's not is just how they're using their time and what they're doing in that amount of time. And so I just use that because so many times in today's age, I hear people say, oh, well, if I had that or if I had this, you know, we all get the same amount of time. You know, if I wanted to be fit, I'm going to spend my time doing what fit people do. Maybe I'm going to not eat as bad. I'm going to be working out more. I'm going to go for walks. I'm going to be active, just using your time. And then I also put the time clock. The time clock comes in because we're only on this earth for 30,000 days. You know, that's the average lifespan of a human here. So I always get really passionate about it because if you know your average lifespan is 30,000 days, that's not very long. So use every single day as to the full maximum of its capacity. Number 21, don't focus on the past. If you live in the past, it can lead to depression. You can't change it. So focus on what you can control. This hit me when I went to church a while back. I remember the pastor was talking about living as a child, and the sermon actually went into, if you live in the past, you'll be depressed. If you live in the future, you'll be anxious. So live in the present as a child. And it's true. And I bring in Kobe Bryant because basketball player, I love it. I used to play, so I have to bring in a basketball. I can't even think what I'm going to say. I'm bringing in a basketball person to use this as an example. But basically going into, they ask him, what shot's he thinking about? And he's like, the next one, not the last one. People will ask him about a miss. And he's like, I can't do anything about it. You know, he's always focused on what he can control. So I think about that all the time. Don't focus on what you guys can't change because, like I said, it's going to lead to depression. It's going to lead to sad feelings. It could lead to not being happy because you guys are like, I wish this would have happened. I wish this would have gone right. I wish. But the reality is you can wish all day long and it's not going to change a thing. So only focus on what you guys can control, which is the present, and taking steps to prepare yourself in the future with it. Going into number 22, do whatever makes you happy. Don't let others dictate your life because your parents, spouse, friends might not understand what something that really means. You know, this is a big one, you guys. This is what really holds people back. Everybody stops doing what they love is normally because of somebody else's opinion. So don't let anybody else's opinion stop you from doing what you love because this is the biggest thing. They're not you. They don't understand what your love is. They don't understand what you're passionate about. You can say it and they might have an idea, but they can't understand it. And that was how, to be real with my family, it was with fitness. I had some family members I thought were going to be a lot more supportive. And I told them that I'm moving to Phoenix to do fitness. Not the response I was expecting I got from them. And there was a lot of kickback. But at the end of the day, I knew it's what I wanted to do. It's what I wanted to make me happy. And you just have to understand, you know, even your closest people might be the ones that kind of push back on you. So just understand at the end of this day, it's your life. You have to do what makes you happy. And we always say here, you have to put the mask on yourself before you can put the mask on others. And AKA just saying, you got to be happy before you can help others be happy, you know? So even if it's your parents, if it's your friends, your girlfriends, your boyfriends, whatever it is, just understand they don't know it like you do, right? They don't know your passion, your heart like you do. So if you're so passionate about it, go do it, you know? Do what you love. We're here too short. 23. Once a year, go out and enjoy yourself. Maybe that's a vacation or going and getting wasted with your friends. Take some stress off yourself and allow yourself to get back to get a break from reality. And I'm super passionate about this one because, as you guys know, I like to work. I work 7 days a week. I always am going, and it's like how easy it is to get caught up in that world and actually lose reality of like, hey, I'm actually a human being. I might need a break. I might need to go actually live a normal life every once in a while. And so it's everybody has a different release. That's why I went to Hawaii. I was very blessed to have one of my clients want to buy me a trip as a payment. So I was doing some stuff for them. And they said, instead of paying me cash, they'd like to just buy me a trip. And I said, sure. And that forced me to go take a vacation. That's why I went to Hawaii, which was great. And because I wouldn't have done it myself. But when I'm sitting there on the ocean, it helps me escape from like, oh, I'm working all the time. I'm up at 4. I'm going till 8:30 at night. And so that is a big thing for me. And just understand that you guys need to have a break from reality because life can get very stressful. And if you guys are just in that bubble all the time, it can wear you down very easily. So I just want you guys to be aware of that. But also, you know, maybe that's just going out with your buddies. Maybe it's going hanging out with your friends. I went back in September and hung out at my buddy's wedding. He got married, and you know, just let loose, had some drinks, and just had a great time because I was around people I loved. I was making memories that I know are going to last a lifetime. And when you're in that company of those people that you truly love and that you care about, it just makes life so much better. So make sure to not take yourself too serious and go take a break every once in a while because we all need it. It's easy to get caught up in the rat race of, hey, I need to work all the time, but take yourself away, even if it's for a night, and just let yourself come back to reality. Moving on to number 24, tell people that you love and care about, that you do love them and you care about them, and let them know very often. This is, again, there's some people in my life that are so important. They've changed my whole outcome on my life. And I always take this very seriously. I want everybody to know if they've helped me that they have helped me. I want everybody to know that I care about them and I love them, that I really do. So I try to make it a thing about once a month to text at least one person and just be like, hey, thank you so much for helping me get to where I'm at. Or maybe it's just like, I love you so much to my mom or just something like that. But if you guys are there right now, stop. And make sure you guys text somebody that is super important to you and just tell them that you care about them, that you love them, that you're thankful for them, because it can make their day. It could be a blessing in their day. So I always encourage people to do that because a lot of times there's people that I think they know I care about them, but then I'll send something to them and it will really touch them and they'll let me know. And I'm like, man, they didn't know the way I really felt, even though I thought so. Even though I've said like, hey, thanks or all that. If I can put out a nice message to make their day, it can be really a big impact. So just do that, you guys, because it's going to help them. It's going to make you feel better because you guys need to acknowledge people that are in your life that have helped you get where you are and also that are just positive in your life. You know, just let them know that you love them, that you care about them, and that you're thankful to have them in your life. And moving on to the 25th life lesson for myself, the final one. And it is get out of your comfort zone. This is where you continue to grow and prove to yourself that you can do things you never imagined. Each year I find something I'm not comfortable with and I force myself to do it. Now this goes back to my college years of playing basketball and going into the weight room when I hated it and we were just playing basketball and I was like, oh, I'm going to die today. And the saying that was always be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I was like, this is the worst. But what that taught me was when you're in your uncomfortable zone, that's when you're going to grow. That's when you're going to get stronger. That's when you're going to get better. And that's when you're going to transform into the person that you are slowly becoming if you want to keep progressing. And I do that. I can't even say like the best thing for me was when I moved out here to Phoenix 2 years ago, I didn't know one person. I didn't have any contacts. And I just moved out here and looking back on it, I'm like, that's the best experience of my life. It was so fun. It was like just the unknown. But in the moment, I was so scared. I didn't know what I was going to do. It's like the sink or swim feeling. But because of that, it got me to where I am today. And it's one of the funnest things because you can see where you were and to where you are now and just how you've transformed, how you have progressed. So each year, to be real, I try to do once a month, I try to find something that I find scary or I'm not comfortable with, and I force myself to do it because it just gets you into getting better and progressing into the person you want to be. And that could be in anything. Like today, I actually just did a workout I've never done before because I'm like, oh, that would suck. And let me tell you guys, it sucked. But I made myself do it because I'm like, well, I don't want to, but I know it's going to challenge me and I just have to go do it. So I did that. But also for myself monthly, for me, it's kind of the business aspect, it's the entrepreneur. I reach out to people. I try to connect with people. And that for me, that's really uncomfortable because I'm not in the business world. I'm not in the entrepreneurial world like they are. They are like the professionals. They're the guys who have made it. I'm just like the little dude at the bottom and I'm just trying to climb up. So I feel like I don't know anything. So I reach out to these big dudes that do and I try to learn from them. And so again, that's just how I do it. There's other things like one day I will jump out of an airplane. I'm scared to death of it. And like rock climbing, but I know I will force myself to do it because, you know, why not? Life's too short. But that is my 25 life lessons of 25 years of life, my friends. I really appreciate you guys staying with me and watching it through. If you guys are still watching on YouTube, please press that like and subscribe button. It really helps me out. And if you guys are on the podcast, if you guys could go and leave me a 5-star review, it would also help me out a lot as well. I appreciate you guys just taking the time to hang out with me, listen to me, and I'm really hoping that you guys just got one piece of valuable content from this. I just hope you can take one thing away that can help your life. And maybe it was, man, those 25 life lessons sucked and Jacob can't give me any advice. Maybe that's it. I hope that's not it. But I hope you got one thing that you guys can just start using in your life, because my goal for each and every person is to live their best life, to live their dream life. And I know a lot of people say that, but I honestly mean it, because where I was 2 years ago, I can't even explain. I said it in the podcast, but like, I broke down when I was in Hawaii. I started crying because I couldn't believe, if you would have told me 2 years ago that I would be where I'm at, it would not even be close. I would not be here, because I was 2 years ago living in Iowa, working landscaping, picking up sticks in negative 12 degree weather, hating my life, not knowing what I was going to do with my life, just feeling lost, depressed, couldn't believe it. And then to be last week sitting on the beach of Hawaii, watching the sunrise, living my dream, you know, doing this from fitness. It's amazing. I just want every single person to feel the happiness I do one day. And so this is just to help you guys. Again, it's never to brag. It's just, I want you guys to keep progressing, to keep moving on and keep forward to your goals. And so you guys can live your best life. But you guys, I really appreciate you taking the time to hang out with me. I hope you guys have an amazing day. And until next time, do something active, spend time with people you love, and live your life to the fullest. Peace.